The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
In August, you could tell that Kamala Harris had a little bit of momentum, and that was mostly because she wasn't, well, a dead person like Joe Biden. But September has been a completely different story. Amid some new polling showing that Donald Trump is doing really, really well right now, MSNBC accidentally just told everyone why they should go vote for him. Take a look.
Which party would do most to reduce taxes? If your whole modus operandi is, can I get my tax rate lower? Then yeah, you should probably vote for Donald Trump, right? Like he promises lower tax rates, promises to keep the corporate rate lower. Kamala Harris is not going as far as Joe Biden would have gone, but she does want to raise taxes.
Whoops, that's not what the leftists were supposed to say. And you can see it in the host's face where they're kind of, the gears are turning. They're like, oh crap, I just gave a really good endorsement for Donald Trump. You'll remember though, that the narrative from Kamala Harris right now is that she will lower the taxes more than Donald Trump. She's actually trying to say that. And this is what makes Kamala Harris such a frustrating candidate for a lot of independents, but especially for Republicans. She isn't actually trying to run on new policy. So oftentimes, you've got Republicans who show a vision for the country and then Democrats that show a different vision for the country, and you go back and forth. But what she's actually doing, which is very different, is she's lying about who she is and what she wants. And basically, she's stealing all of Trump's policies like border wall. She's literally coming out saying she supports a border wall. When is she literally said that in 2019, 2020. In contrast to what she just said about the border wall, she said that she wants to completely make it legal for people to come, decriminalize essentially immigrants coming across the border. So that just shows where she's at. She also, of course, is stealing a lot of the tax policy that Donald Trump has been supportive of. And again, I'm always a fan of people saying, I made a mistake, I was a Marxist before, I don't want to be a Marxist now. But that's not what she's saying. She's acting like it's always been that way. At the same time, though, she's calling Donald Trump a radical fascist. And so you can't have it both ways. Either both of you are radical fascists because you're having the exact same policy, or neither of them are. And obviously neither of them are. I would never say that Kamala Harris is a radical fascist. She's a radical, but she's not a fascist. And neither is Donald Trump. Donald Trump is by far the moderate. And again, that's clear because of the fact that Kamala Harris is trying to steal his policies. If Kamala Harris was completely doing different policies than Donald Trump, then there'd be a strong argument to be made that maybe she was trying to go to the middle and that she was actually holding the policies that were moderate. But the fact that she's copying his policies shows that even she knows that he is far more palatable than her former policies were, and that he is in the middle. This MSNBC host is admitting that out loud, that Trump and Kamala, Trump is honestly the one that is being honest about his policies and Kamala is not. That's essentially what he's saying when he says that Trump is going to lower the taxes. Kamala is not, because again, a lot of Kamala's tax policy, some of it is not. The unrealized gain stuff is not. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about strictly in terms of income tax. Kamala Harris is actually trying to go to the middle about this, but what this MSNBC anchor is saying, which I think is rare because MSNBC usually doesn't tell the truth, but this is the truth, which is that Kamala Harris is in fact not going to lower your taxes. No, not if you're in the middle class, especially not if you're in the lower class. Again, Kamala Harris has to lie about her policy positions because, as it turns out, Donald Trump is starting to pull ahead, and I'll show you that right now. Nate Silver's model, for instance, has Trump up 62% meaning he thinks Trump has a 62% chance of winning. Nate Silver is largely seen as the best pollster in America. He used to work for ABC, then he left because he realized ABC was a shill, left his organization. Just a month ago, in Nate Silver's same model, Kamala Harris was up 54%. So we're seeing like more than double-digit shifts for Donald Trump just in the last 3 weeks, which is massive momentum. That's a huge swing. If you look at the polls themselves, we're in a dead heat. The problem with that dead heat is, and this is where Nate Silver's model comes into it, because he's not just considering the polls. The dead heat, the problem with the Democrats is that historically the polls favor Democrats much more. And you have to remember that I'll just give you an example. Joe Biden in 2020 ended up winning the popular vote, which doesn't really matter, but it does matter a little bit. Obviously, the Electoral College is what decides it, but usually if you win by, at least as of now, above 2.5 to 3% of the popular vote, you win the Electoral College. That was the case in 2020 with Joe Biden, who won about 3% of the popular vote, more than Donald Trump. However, he was pulling in at 8% above Donald Trump, so they were off by 5%. So say they got a little bit more accurate than last year. They've learned their lesson a little bit more. Say they cut that deficit in half, which I think honestly is quite generous, but let's just say they cut that deficit down. And now really they're only overvaluing Kamala Harris by 2.5%. If they're in a dead heat, what that means is Trump is actually 2.5% up, which means he's easily winning this thing. Because as many have pointed out, I've talked about it in the past, if Trump wins the popular vote, it's over. If Kamala Harris honestly wins less than 2.5% of the popular vote, even if she wins a popular vote, Donald Trump is still winning this thing. And so the fact that Donald Trump could actually be up in the popular vote just says that this is going to be a complete landslide election, especially as you see the momentum from the last few weeks. Who knows what it will be like in a few more weeks. So I've talked about it on the show before, guys, but I'm very passionate about working out. Fitness, it's something that the left absolutely despises, and you see it in a lot of their policy positions. That's why I have partnered with Alpha Progression. Alpha Progression is an awesome fitness app. It actually integrates with your Apple Fitness app. So if you have an Apple Watch, you can actually integrate it all together. It's one thing I really love about it. But they help you with your workout plans. If you're a beginner, you can simply put your goals in, and they're going to tell you exactly the kinds of workouts that you can do, the amount of reps, the sets, the actual workout type itself. If you're, you know, someone who already kind of has some plans like me, it allows you to put those plans in and then keep track of them, which everyone knows is absolutely essential to working towards progressive overload, as well as just simply getting stronger, bigger, whatever your goals are. Alpha Progression will help you achieve them. If you go to my link down in the description below today, it's alphaprogression.com/Joshua. You'll get 20% off that first month. Also a 2-week trial. So go check it out. You get 2-week trial to see what the full app has to offer. So you might as well go try it, see how it integrates into your workout. Again, go to that description in the link below for 2 weeks off and 20% off that first month. Trump has been releasing more and more ads to define who Kamala Harris is, and this one might be the most brutal I've seen yet. Take a look at the ad.
You know this is the Biden-Harris administration. Are you aware that this is the Biden-Harris administration? And she is indeed the vice president.
Not only does she inherit these numbers and contribute to them, she was the tie-breaking vote on $3 trillion of spending bills. So she is almost personally responsible for the massive inflation that you just showed on that chart.
President Biden tapped Kamala Harris, Vice President Kamala Harris, to be the border czar.
The criminal cartels are running the entry into America, and the numbers are at a 21-year high.
Challenges that we're seeing at our southwest border. No one knows this better than the vice president.
Kamala Harris, mostly silent after bragging about her role in helping shape Joe Biden's disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal.
Just made a really big decision. Afghanistan.
Yes.
Were you the last person in the room?
Yes.
And you feel comfortable?
I do.
The body of American Hirsch Goldberg Poland and five others were, quote, brutally murdered.
These hostages were discovered in the tunnels under Rafah. That's where Joe Biden and Kamala Harris put pressure on Israel not to enter for months.
And we're looking at about 1.5 million people in Rafah. I have studied the maps. There's nowhere for those folks to go.
That's the weakness that leads to the death of hostages.
Are you aware that this is the Biden-Harris administration? And she is indeed the vice president.
It's a fantastic ad, and there isn't much to say on it other than this has to be the strategy for Donald Trump going into the debate. Everything in this ad must be articulated well by him if he wants to win, because we already know ABC is going to, it's going to be a 2v1, essentially. ABC is going to be against him. We already know that Kamala Harris is going to lie and lie and lie and steal policies from him. But if he articulates basically what this ad just said, I think he's going to win, hands down. And more people will probably tune into this debate than certainly any presidential debate, I think, in history, but maybe any debate ever in history. And so, again, usually debates don't matter so much, but this is just it's due to the fact that last time Donald Trump was up on the debate stage, he ended the Democrat nominee, Joe Biden. I mean, Joe Biden, a lot of people have come out and said, oh, it was always the plan for Democrats to switch him out. I completely disagree with that. I don't think it was. I think there's a lot of evidence to show that Joe Biden, as an, like, usually as an incumbent president, you have an edge. Obviously, this election's a little different since they're both kind of incumbents, even though Donald Trump had a four-year break. But I think there was a lot of suggestions in there that showed that Joe Biden was their strongest candidate because, frankly, Kamala Harris, is she really that strong? Not really, right? So I think they were planning on keeping him in the whole time. But eventually, when he gets up on the debate stage, the lies that the White House, that the media were propagating about him being totally cognitively there, it just couldn't stand anymore. It was so blatantly obvious. They tried to cover it up. I don't really think anyone was believing it back then, but certainly no one was believing it after the debate, and so they had to switch him out with Kamala Harris. So again, the importance of this second debate can't be overstated, really, because the last time they had to switch out their nominee. Now, do I think they're going to switch out Kamala Harris? No, because they really can't at this point. But does that mean that Donald Trump could still end her career? It does. He absolutely could. If he articulates what was in that ad, he'll do that, hands down. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Please go down below, comment, like, and subscribe, and watch another video.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to chumbacasino.com.
Chumbacasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit chumbacasino.com.